Good afternoon, American Fork. This is Lori Haynes. I'm here with you today at the Nebo Tournament Bands. It is raining just a little bit here, and I'll be adjudicating your group in the area of visual performance. I hope you have a fabulous show and stay somewhat dry. Good luck to you. All right, here we go. Such a nice opening idea. We're kind of just waking up and gradually just bringing a little bit at a time, some subtle awakenings with movement throughout the ensemble proper. Start to bring this and contract in, bringing all the guard forward, and then reinforcing that build forward by bringing the ensemble, the wind ensemble in. Hey, ladies in the front here, as we set up this moment, when we do that work and we split that work out, really vary all those body facings so that we have that second of discontinuity with the flat to front performance with the flag. That's fun. Musically, that's fun. I'm going to get back on caption here. Good. Nice job, Woodwinds, here, setting this up. Okay, watch as we unwrap that and bring in forward saxophones that we are maintaining those interval relationships as we travel forward. Good. Nice job managing the tempo. Really pretty under control. Solid person-to-person display of our technique. With respect to moving forward, very clean and crisp stops and starts. Okay, still checking outside two woodwinds as they take that moment. Watch saxophones coming across the back here. Some initiation challenges that allow our upper body to fall back. It's a fluke person to person. Sometimes it could be due to the wet grass that we're struggling with some traction issues. Yeah, I like the intent color guard as we set that up, but in terms of excellence and catch moments, I'm sure the sabers are slippery. Good, checking out sousaphones here on side one, bass clarinets as we're moving around there. Good. Don't let those direction changes catch you by surprise. And as we move into that form, keep the nice curvilinear nature of that arc as we back in there. Good. We've made some corrections immediately. That's nice. Watch baritone mid-brass as we're running in there. Really not as much control in some instances, watching the bells wobble as you travel forward. Good, like this motion here, checking out as we move in front, clarinets and now into trumpets as we set into these forms. Managed fairly well. Nice. Beautiful trumpets. Just keep that form, just that little bit of a bump right here, right in on the 45 side too, but legs are beautiful, fully extended, beautiful, good job. Nice. As we come into the last form, mid brass across the front there, make sure that we have locked in our intervals. So we have to stand there for a moment, that there's that beautiful line of evenness all the way through your group. Nice. As soon as we start and we bring that moment in, let's lock in these files as we come back. Still some flutes variation. We're making corrections, but can we make those corrections just a little bit quicker so these line up immediately. The way that your hat covers and the whiteness of your hat covers really highlight any little variation in our alignment here. Okay, struggling here with maintaining that foot pulse. As we initiate these, where are we getting that that tempo? Checking out here, sousaphones coming across with the trumpets behind and the choreography with the arms. Nice job. Demand here inherent in the trumpets as they're running all around to bring feature to the saxophone and into the color guard. Nice job. Really kind of like how that evolved here. Let's see what you're going to do for us next. To display some a marching ability. There's those trumpets again. Nice. Just make sure as you come out of that low step that you lock those files in. Some little detailing. Pay so much attention here when we use these bodies when we stop, that especially when we step out like that, we're really consistent. The white in your uniform is so readable. Nice job in front, ladies, performing up. It's hard to keep that equipment in your hands. It's tricky. It's a little wet. Neat. Really enjoying what the trumpets have got for me here is these little variations. Let the prance step. Looking over at the woodwinds. Nice. Good. Lots of that variation choreography working really, really well for you. Doing a really nice job, trumpets, through everything that you've been asked to do, and there's definitely some challenge. Woodwinds and clarinets, some of that challenge is we had to move those blocks together earlier to mesh with the trumpets. Really watch the technique. Good. Really strong here as we watch the form of trumpets, the arc through the middle. We have kind of a bulge in the middle of that. Lock those feet, timing in when we had that half time. Oh, color guard ladies on side one toward the back. Watch how that form evolves. Nice. Nice moment on the motion up front with the band and the color guard. Some excellent issues with respect to the flags. Not surprising on a day like this. Some really exciting things. So much fun, all the variations and all the little nuanced movement styles that you've chosen to tackle this year. Really lots of super cool things. Trumpets come to mind, and some great things in that clarinet and woodwind feature toward the end of the show. Definitely some excellent issues in the color guard, but the ideas are all there. What do you expect when it's pouring down rain? It's hard to keep your equipment in your hands, but some so exciting. I can't wait to see your show later in the season. Good luck to you.